What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I have another wonderful show in store for you today with an amazing guest. I can't wait to introduce her to you. First, though, I want to give a big, big shout out to Reverend Dr. Avery Curry for her premiering her show today on the network, Dismantle Racism. It was a wonderful episode with her guest, Dr. Anita Sanchez. If you missed it, make sure to check the website later today on talkradio.nyc to catch it. It's a wonderful, thoughtful, very important show. You know, on the network, on Talk Radio NYC, I really like to bring other hosts on who have topics that are in alignment with the overall brand of the network, but also very important topics. That's why we have shows like Extra Innings talking about suicide. You know, it's I've been touched by suicide. My best friend from high school committed suicide over 10 years ago. Everybody knows somebody who's either committed suicide or has been affected by it. So I felt that was an important show to bring on the network. And then racism. I mean, look, I'm Jewish, of Jewish ancestry. I've experienced anti-Semitism in my life. People of color, of all kinds of color, have experienced, discrimination of one form or another. And all it does is just keep us separated. And one of the reasons why I felt it was important for Reverend Dr. Tara Lynn to come on the network was because we need to pick apart these things that separate us so that we can come together. And this pandemic, to me, has just been one giant lesson about how we are so interconnected, interrelated, and how we really, it will really serve us to come together, because there are more global challenges on the horizon. There are more situations I feel that are still ahead of us, that in order for us to move through them in the best possible way, that we really need to come together and start dropping these things that divide us from one another and focus more on the commonality, the things that actually connect us. So I hope you had a chance to catch that. If you didn't, please catch the replay. And you can also, as always, watch the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkradioNYC. Okay, enough of the soapbox. Let's get started. Oh, and by the way, there is another new show starting today at 6 p.m. Eastern time on talk radio, Planet Pacalolo, which is all about the cannabis industry. We had had a cannabis related show on the network a couple of years ago. It did very well. And now we've got a new one coming on. So I look forward to that one as well. Okay. So let's get started with our section from Everyday Awakening, my book, which I am very grateful. I've been getting so much positive feedback about it from different people. So I actually am very grateful. And let me get started. Today's section is entitled, Sitting Still Allows Us to Be More Present to Ourselves and Others. How are we present to ourselves? Can we sit still and just be aware of our feelings? Do we fidget and become restless in our seat looking for something to do? I know I have been that way. How we are when we are by ourselves actually tells us a lot about ourselves. When we are at peace with ourselves, it is easy to sit and be still. When we are uncomfortable with some aspect of ourselves, it is hard to spend time alone. When we take a moment to just breathe and relax, are we really relaxed? Most of the time, we are not relaxed around ourselves. We need to be doing something or be engaged in a conversation. We look for some kind of distraction to take us away from how we are really feeling. Yet if we take a moment to explore that feeling instead of avoiding it, we can learn quite a bit. We can see more clearly where our work is, our internal work. We can feel what it is that triggers us. We can discover what unresolved issues are rolling around inside of us. It is not always comfortable to just sit with ourselves. In fact, it can be quite challenging, yet the rewards are enormous. And the practice itself is quite helpful. It gives us the moment of peace with which we can enter our day. It helps us to be more centered and grounded. It reminds us to be gentler and kinder with ourselves, and it calls us to be more present to everything in our lives. Presence allows us to be more available to others and to ourselves. Can you make some space in your life to just sit and be with yourself on a regular basis? So this section I wrote because at the time, I believe I'd been engaged in a lot of conversations with people around meditation and sitting still and what it is and what it isn't and the benefits of it. And I began to realize that many people often don't really understand like some of the basic benefits of it. And first of all, like just meditation in general is very misunderstood, thinking it's something that you have to get right. You have to sit there with your legs crossed on the floor with a candle and burning incense and thinking absolutely no thoughts. And it's like, some people may do it that way, but 99.9% of the people don't do it that way. And it's actually not about getting to that perfect still place, though if you keep up on the practice and you keep doing it consistently, you might one day get there, but it's not about that. It's really just about being with ourselves, just sitting still for a moment instead of racing to whatever our life is about at the moment, just sitting still with ourselves and just being present to what is. What are the feelings? What is irritating us? What is annoying us? What is making us feel a little agitated in the moment? You know, maybe someone said something to you the other day and it's still kind of churning inside of you. Maybe there's something unresolved. Maybe you had an argument with someone, or maybe you just, there's some anxiety that you're not even sure where it comes from. And those feelings can often be like little breadcrumbs that can lead us to a place that can really show us something very deep about ourselves and can really help us to see where the deep inner work is, what is it that is taking us out of our presence, taking us out of really being with ourselves in this present moment. And the amazing thing is, when we can really be present with ourselves, then we can be present with another person. And to truly be present with another person, oh, there is such beauty, such richness, such gold there. And somebody who can feel that you are being very present with them, they feel so seen that just that experience itself can be so uplifting, such an amazing experience for the person receiving your presence. So if you have something around being selfish, fine, do it for an altruistic reason. Sit and be still, not for yourself, but for who you can become when you're with other people. It doesn't have to be just for yourself, but I personally think it's okay to do it just for yourself. It's okay to do it just because you want some space in your life to be with yourself, to give yourself that moment to just be. Don't have to justify it. We don't have to give people reasons for it. We can just give it as a present to ourselves to just give us some space. And if nothing else, I mean, now that we're coming out of this lockdown and this pandemic, I think this past year has been a real exercise in learning to just be with ourselves. And I know it's not easy. And especially to those people who are alone through this pandemic, my heart really goes out to you. I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm married. I had my wife with me the whole time. But I know I've been single in the past. I've been by myself. It is not easy to go through a really difficult time by yourself. So honor yourself for that. And know that it actually was a great gift if we were willing to practice that presence with ourselves and with those and with our feelings and with who and what we are. All right. So now we just got a couple of minutes before break, but it is my pleasure to introduce to you Alexandra Figueiredo. I keep wanting to say Figueiredo, who is a brand and performance coach who's worked with thousands of conscious entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. She ain't no slouch. She spent the first half of her career in the financial corporate world. That's actually where I got my start, until she discovered she wasn't living her mission. She resigned to co-found a startup that helped promote thousands of artists and creative entrepreneurs all over the world. I actually got to connect you with somebody who does that same kind of work. She soon discovered that she could use her business and communications background to create her own business, doing what she loves and supporting others just like herself to fulfill their missions to build thriving 6- and 7-figure businesses and brands, and to share their messages with the world. In addition to coaching, Alexandra is an intuitive healer, a certified happy for no reason trainer, I have to ask you about that, and a certified dance instructor that incorporates all these modalities to move energy, clear blocks, standing in the way of your success for up to 10 times faster and better results. She's also a best-selling author, including being a co-author of an anthology book alongside Sharon Lecter, who we've had on the show, and Dame DC Cordova, who's a dear friend. I got to get her on my show. She's been featured in the New York Times, Business Insider, Career Builder, Natural Awakenings, and countless other media outlets, podcasts, and stages. And now, of course, the highlight of her career being on the Conscious Consultant Hour. How are you doing today, Alexandra?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Definitely the highlight, at least for today.
At least for today. Exactly. Exactly. Just for today. Wonderful. Wonderful. So we got to take a break in a minute, but I just want to ask you this path of where you're really out to help people find their mission and like build their businesses. Is this something that they were like inklings of when you were a little girl, or, you know, when you were young getting started, or was just something that just came later in life that was just a complete surprise to you?
It was both. There are definitely some inklings as I was a performer. I love to dance and be on stage and musical theater, involved in the arts. But then I studied finance, and that's how I ended up in the financial sector. I was in banking. And it was around 5, 6 years in where I was like, this is not fun. And I started reading about mission and purpose from books from Jack Canfield and people like that. And that's where I realized, okay, there might be another path for me, and let me figure it out.
Nice. Yeah, I kind of started off just because I needed to get a job when I was in college, so I became a bank teller, and then from that I got into cash management, and I started working for other banks and financial institutions, but usually more on either the training or the technical side. Until I then even worked for a trade association, then eventually left, became an entrepreneur. About how long ago now? Like 28 years ago? Wow. And though it took me sort of several different businesses until I came upon what I'm doing now about 11 years ago. But it's kind of interesting how many of us sort of start in these more traditional corporate positions that sometimes I think we end up in just out of necessity in the moment, or just because we kind of have this feeling like I need to do something to make money to pay the bills. But after we've been doing it a while, right, we kind of get this feeling like, I mean, the money's okay, but this just doesn't really jive with who and what I am, right?
Absolutely. I've seen it with countless clients. In fact, for me, it was the right thing to do was to go into finance because I was good at math. So
Me too. Me
I
too.
got the family supporting that. And so it was that, that was kind of what got me into that path before I
Nice.
realized, there's something
Right.
else out there for me.
Okay. So we're going to talk about like what got you to realize, there's something else that for me out there, and sort of that transition that you went through, and then how that got eventually your journey into how that got to be what you're doing today, okay? After we take this break. So, everybody, you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook on Facebook Live, on Inspired Thoughts, at The Conscious Consultant, Talk Radio NYC. You can find us everywhere. Just Google The Conscious Consultant. And if you miss us live, we're on all the podcasting platforms: Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora one now, iHeartRadio, just whatever app you're used to using, just search for the Conscious Consultant. You'll find me there. So we will be right back with my guest, Alexandra Figueredo, right after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Alexandra Figueredo, a performance coach and mission specialist. I don't know how to call you. So Alexandra, in the last segment, we talked about how you started off in sort of the corporate financial world until it kind of, you said, this ain't for me. Was there a specific instigating incident that caused that switch to happen, or was it something that just kind of gradually just it didn't feel right anymore?
It was about 4 or 5 years in my career as a banker. I was a lender, so I was actually an officer. I had a pretty high level position. In fact, I kept on getting promoted. I couldn't stop getting promoted. So I was definitely an asset within my company, and it was a great job. I got paid well.
Which organization was it?
It was a bank called Gibraltar Private Bank, and it was a national bank. And so it was just incredible people there. In fact, I mean, I actually loved working there. It was just, I didn't love what I did. Right. I didn't love what I was doing. And there were two books in particular that really instigated me thinking about this other path, this other way. The first was 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Stephen Covey's book.
I started reading twice and I never got through past like the first, I don't know, third of the book, but I got what I needed because it was about, starting with the end in mind. And then one of the exercises about seeing yourself when you've already passed. And so like 3 years, having like a 3-year trajectory for kind of creating this big impact in your life. That was a game changer for me. And the second book was Jack Canfield's Success Principles. That's possibly, if I can think back, the first time I heard of the word purpose and mission. And so I was like, And being a sensitive kid, being an artistic kid, being a creative child and growing up, that's when I realized, I love dancing, performing, helping people, supporting people, giving back. I loved philanthropy. I loved giving to the arts organizations. Mm-hmm. But then I was doing this job in finance and banking. And that's where I was like, there's definitely some type of a misalignment. Let me figure this out. And so I just kept on reading and reading and reading and reading. And fortunately, my sister started an online startup. She's a painter. And so I co-founded this with her. It was a large organization or a large site that we had about 3,000 artists at one point.
Wow.
And so this was like before Facebook was really even popular. And so it was like we were kind of newer in that field, in that industry. And so that was the jumping point for me to find a reason to leave the organization. Founding this organization, and then I was getting my master's in communications at the same time.
Wow. So did you leave your job before you started the startup, or did you kind of start it while you were still there and then you left?
I started I co-founded the startup before I left, mm-hmm. and I started my master's before I left. So at one point I was actually working on all three. And you know what really got me right at the end, because I felt so bad and guilty about leaving, was I remember the day when I was working more on the startup at my office job than I was working on my corporate job. I was like, oh, okay. At that point, I was like, I can't feel guilty anymore. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I really want to do. I really want to help other creative entrepreneurs. And so I jumped ship.
And after you jumped ship, like in the beginning, in those early days, was it all just like, okay, I'm happy, I'm joyful, I'm aligned now? Or was it like, am I making a big mistake? What am I doing? You know, was there that kind of nervousness there?
So there was absolutely no shadow of a doubt that that was the best thing for me when I did it. I knew that it had to be done. However, here's where things got interesting. That first year, I had had savings from my job, but the startup wasn't making sufficient income.
Right.
And so I ran out of my savings. And as they say, I became a starving artist. Working with other artists, supporting other artists, loving on other artists, and not able to make enough income for myself. And so that's when, about 6 months into that next year, I freaked out and I said, but being very resourceful and being an entrepreneurial mind, I figured it out. And I became a coach that year. I wrote my first book that year. I did workshops with artists. This was 10 years ago. So I really needed to figure out, and I was getting my master's at the same time. So I had a mortgage, you know, like all of these things. I needed to figure it out. And so it was that year, I would say, when I realized it wasn't just about creating this other thing, this other business. It was also about me coaching and supporting other entrepreneurs in that way, rather than, you know, through this other vehicle. And that's where I was like, I guess I'm a coach now.
So it was just kind of doing the coaching end of things. It's just something you kind of naturally fell into because you needed to do something to help pay the bills. But then I'm assuming that once you started doing that, you realized like, ooh, this is juicy. This is really good. I really enjoy that.
Yes, I loved it. I loved it. The only challenge was that coaching at the beginning wasn't really, wasn't really getting me the income that I wanted as much. So then I started doing public relations and communications consulting. And so I created my agency where I was also coaching, but really more of the going out there and helping people get visibility. It was more, that was what was really making the money at the beginning, those first 5-6 years.
Sure. And what is it that brought you to realize that helping people to focus on their mission and making the mission like something so important, working with conscious entrepreneurs, like how did that come out of all of this?
It was because I realized I was having such a hard time figuring it out myself. And my journey was about, I would say about 3 to 4 years between when I first heard the word or understood the word mission to when I started coaching, like a year after that, it was about 3-4 years. And I was like, if I can help other people do it and figure it out a lot faster, then I can be really supportive with them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Sam, it's still an evolution. I still lean into a path and I go in one direction. I was like, I didn't know that this was what I was gonna, you know, I didn't know that this is where my life was gonna take me. So I feel like we're constantly, it's like, it's a path and we're evolving into into that mission.
It's an organic, adventure, right? It's something that's alive and moving and has lots of moving parts and will shift and change. And what it looks like today may not be what it looks like tomorrow.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's feedback. If you go on one path and something happens, issues, you know, sometimes people, you know, you get sick, things happen that all of a sudden it kind of shifts you or puts you back into alignment with your path.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Okay, it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, I want to find out about this Happy for No Reason trainer certification you got. And then also like how you got to be part of that anthology book with Sharon Lecter and DC Cordova. I mean, these giants in the industry. So that's a real accomplishment. So I'd love to hear about that. And then let's really get into, you know, what it is you kind of do and help people. How can someone figure out their mission? And you know, what does it look like when you are on mission? Okay.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Wonderful. But you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Like right before coming back from commercial, there were like all these sirens outside and fire trucks and stuff. I don't know what's going on, but it's such a warm day in New York City. I have the window a little bit open, which I usually don't. I didn't want to get up to close it. And now phones are ringing. Everything's going crazy all at once. So Alexandra, I wanted to ask you about this certification you got called Happy for No Reason. What's that? How did you find out about it? And what's that all about?
Oh, right. So have you heard of Marcy Shymoff?
Oh, Marcy, of course.
Yes. Yeah. So that is her program. And I became certified in her program about, I think it was about 2 years ago. I was in her the second class that got certified. But I stumbled upon it because I had been following her and Deborah back when they had the Year of Miracles program many years ago.
Yes.
And I connected with Deborah originally through the Evolutionary Business Council. Mm-hmm. And so I was on their their list and all that and hearing all these wonderful things. And that's how I got into her program. So what it is, it's based on her book, Happy for No Reason. Mm-hmm. And that is essentially about the importance of really focusing on inner happiness or inner, you know, that inner game versus extrinsic or external happiness. And so her book is incredible, and there are tools and a lot of strategies, everything from physiological things that we can do to spiritual guidance to emotional, heart-centered things that we've learned from the HeartMath Institute that have changed my life.
Yes. I had one of the co-founders of the HeartMath Institute on my show last year. He's a wonderful gentleman.
Absolutely amazing. And so the basis of it is that she grew up not very happy. And so she was, let me figure it out. Sort of like how I was talking about as an entrepreneur. Let's figure it out. I love entrepreneurial minds because that's what we do, especially mission-driven ones. And so, you know, she did the book and created a program from it. And now there's at least a few hundred trainers are certified in her program.
Nice. And that's something you've incorporated into what you do and how you work with people?
Absolutely. Yes. And especially on the training side, when I'm going to organizations or when I'm doing workshops, she's a master at storytelling and incorporating other tools that I've used when I'm, especially in front of groups.
Gotcha. And how did you get to be a contributor to the book? What's the name of the book again?
It was called Conversations That Make a Difference. Shift Your Beliefs to Make a Difference. And it was through the Evolutionary Business Council.
Our favorite organization.
Yes. So my friend Marbeth told me about it. Mm-hmm. And she was also a contributor to the book. And DC Cordova was in it. Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know all the how everything worked, but I'm assuming she probably brought in Sharon Lecter. Mm-hmm. And there were just incredible other authors that were in that book. And I think if I were to look at it now and see all the co-authors, I'm sure I'm friends with a lot of them now because this was about five, six years ago. It's like, I know her.
Okay. All right. So we don't have a lot of time left. Let's get into kind of what your work is and what are you doing. How do you turn somebody's passion or dream into a million-dollar mission?
Right. So I start with helping people discover or clarify what their mission is. And there's really four pieces to that. You mentioned passion. So what would you do if you weren't paid, right? These are some questions. I'm going to kind of come up with some questions here. The other piece is your why. Like what really matters to you and why? Like really kind of continuing to unpack that. And the third piece is what is your, what I call your unique ability, which is like your genius zone. What do people tell you or have been telling you for years? You're so amazing at that. Or, you know, you'd be great at being an XYZ type of, you know, profession. And then the fourth thing is your story. And so how has your story shaped who you want to serve and how you want to serve them? And so for some people, I maybe alluded to this a little bit ago, some people get sick because they're not in their path. And then they end up changing paths. I've actually interviewed numerous people that's happened too. Yeah. So I help people to come up with a lot of these questions, narrow in on what their mission is. Mm-hmm. And that's so that they're in alignment with what their purpose and mission is. We have to start there as a foundation. Right. And then when we're talking about a million-dollar mission, right? Because as your regular mission, you can be home and just kind of doing what you need to do and serving however you want. But let's amplify that. And we amplify that by seeing who can I serve in a bigger way? How can I serve in a bigger way? And how can I monetize it in a bigger way? And so I use the $1 million to kind of just give us, instead of like 10x, like a million exit, right?
So just that we start to think bigger. Yeah.
Right. So that we start to think bigger, right? Not that there's anything wrong with serving one person, because I just interviewed a friend yesterday who her coach saved her life. She was almost going to kill herself. And so it was just an interesting, we were talking about suicide earlier, that just one, saving one person. I mean, like that is, there's that nothing wrong with, or, you know, like there's value there in serving in small numbers. But let's go, when we're talking about impact, it's really about making that global global difference. And so amplifying it in that way. So that's how I work with people. Since I do incorporate the business coaching too, mm-hmm. I really help people to like juice it up so that we can think in larger numbers.
And do you find there's a certain type of person or personality or maybe some common broad experience that maybe people have had that then brings them to you to say, like, you know, I'm just sick of what I've been doing. I want to find what my mission is in life.
It does happen a lot of times with people in corporate world that they are just not happy, going back to the happiness piece. Right. And interestingly, in that book and in that program, purpose is one of the pillars, is one of the pieces that we focus on for having and connecting to our happiness. Because when you're on purpose, when you're living your mission, you're just a lot happier than if you weren't, right? So right. Definitely I would say people in the corporate world. And also if you don't have, I would say the passion, definitely people who are doing careers that they're not passionate about. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of those coming to me asking for support.
Do you ever get people who are like, they've been passionate or they felt like they've been on mission for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and now it just doesn't thrill them anymore? And like things have shifted and changed and they just don't know where to go from there?
Absolutely. Yes. It's interestingly, I found it with individuals who have had a pretty long career, who have been working for 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. and now they want to look at legacy. So now that's kind of tied into the million-dollar mission. Now they're thinking, how can I leave something for generations to come? Those are people who are now starting to create additional, let's say like nonprofits or working with universities or creating academies or something where they're really starting to now do something, or scholarship funds. That's another big one. Something that's going to live on beyond, you know, what they've been doing in this lifetime.
What do you find is like the biggest challenge or the biggest obstacle that people have to overcome to really embrace their mission?
That's a great question.
Because oftentimes, you know, we might have an inkling or an idea of what our mission is, but we're scared or we're afraid or things keep showing up that stop us from fully embracing it.
Right. Yeah. What I was thinking is, I loved how you mentioned stillness at the beginning, is being willing to be, you know, to be still and listen to guidance and trusting. I think trusting the guidance that you're getting, at least for us who are very divinely inspired, I'm definitely somebody who I journal every day and I listen, is listening and then trusting that. And I think the other piece is not being afraid to just go for it, go on the path, and you're going to clarify along the way. It's feedback, you know? I always tell anybody on my team, like, test it, you know? Okay, we're like, okay, I want to try, okay, let's test it. So when you go on once, you know, you take a step forward, and that's feedback.
Right.
So I like to say, just go for it and test it.
So oftentimes when we're working on something we feel is our mission, we're very passionate about it, we're very attached to it in some ways, we're kind of afraid to make mistakes with it, right? We want everything to be perfect. Yet in order to get that feedback, we have to make mistakes, don't we? How do you encourage people to move forward and be comfortable with the mistakes and not only be comfortable with them, but maybe even embrace them and be happy about making the mistakes on the way?
Well, I absolutely encourage healing work. Not that we all need to be fixed, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about that, but it's about understanding, noticing, and being aware of those anxieties and those fears when it comes up, so that we can, you know, ideally release it. But at the very least, the noticing helps to release all of those saboteurs. And a lot of times, the saboteurs are ourselves. Yeah. We get in our own way. It's not all the external stuff. It's we are in our own way.
Right. Absolutely. I noticed on the Facebook Live, loyal listener Sanaya, thanks for reading my mind, Sam. Great question. Afraid process. All right. It's time, believe it or not, to take our last break before we tie things up. So when we come back, you have an event coming up. I want to give you a chance to talk about that. And then I'm wondering if you have some tips for our audience of, like, you know, either something to help them to clarify what their mission or passion is, and then, you know, maybe a tip about how to sort of overcome those initial stages, you know, when we're kind of a little afraid to embrace it. Okay.
I'd love to.
Wonderful, Alexandra. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. If you're listening on the Facebook Live, please put your comments or questions in there. We'll get to them in this last section, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Alexandra Figueredo, all about finding your mission. So Alexandra, for just before we close out, some tips for our audience. Let's say they've been listening to us and, like, yeah, I want to be more happy. I want to be more on mission. Where do they get started? What's just, like, even a prerequisite for just getting started?
I would say, if nothing else, really look into what you're passionate about. Because one, you're going to be happier if you're doing what you're passionate about. And two, from my research and from my personal experience working with clients and myself, the passion leads to your purpose and your mission. So you can start with making a list of 10 things you're passionate about. And then
Someone says they don't know what they're passionate about.
Well, look at hobbies. Hobbies are a great way to, you know, see what you like to do. So maybe passion might be a little, you know, could be a little elusive. So what do you like to do? What do you do on the weekends? What do you do for fun? What do you do when you're not working, if your work isn't fun? So start with making a list of, I love that. Like, let's just put it real simple. 10 things that you like to do for fun. If there aren't 10, let's start with 5. If there aren't 5, let's start with 1. And I would suggest trying to do at least 1 or 2 things on the list every day, if possible. But at least try to do a few every week. And it's going to be something simple, like reading a book could be fun, you know? Mm-hmm. So start doing a little, incorporating what you enjoy every day, mm-hmm. and your life is going to be happier. And you're also, from my research, again, it's helped to help to really clarify what your purpose and your mission is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, if you're the kind of person maybe who enjoys animals, it's like, you know, spending more time with animals, learn about animals. You don't have to become a veterinarian, but maybe you volunteer at a shelter or something. Or
absolutely.
You know, if you're love the idea of being an advocate for people who don't have a voice, maybe you help in a pro bono legal aid service or something like that. You can always find a little way to contribute in some fashion or get associated with it. I guess it's kind of, I like to use the analogy sometimes that, like, people who, let's say, get enthralled with the idea of being an actor in films, and so they want to be a movie star. But very, very, very few people become movie stars. But there are hundreds of supporting roles in creating a movie that maybe one of those roles or something actually your talent and what you're good at. And so that moves you sort of closer. So at least you're in the community. At least you're in the environment towards something that you like to do. Like when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
I always wanted to be an astronaut. You know, I was a kid of the Star Trek generation, you know, always wanted to explore space. But then when I was in high school, you know, I've had glasses since I was third grade. When I was in high school, they were like, you had to have 20/20 vision and you had to be a pilot in the Air Force to get into the astronaut program. And I'm like, I ain't going into the Air Force. And I certainly at the time there was no LASIK or anything. And my eyes aren't going to change. So I kind of lost it. But then years later, as an adult, as an entrepreneur, I ended up starting an online business in the aerospace industry, helping to create this online database of flight qualified hardware and software and services and stuff. So I did actually get to contribute to the industry in some way, even though I wasn't the person going up in the rocket ship.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. And so when you look at it, even when I mentioned earlier, like their $1 million mission, it starts usually with something you're passionate about. You tie in what you're really great at, like your genius zone, as I mentioned earlier, your unique ability, and then finding ways to support people in a much bigger way. And then you have people supporting, you know, the work that you are doing, you know, and in some cases, I know people who have been, let's say you're a veterinarian and, you know, and maybe you create a charity that supports animals. So that, you know, it's a for-profit and a nonprofit, but now you're making a bigger impact, you know, and that's where I'm talking about really amplifying, juicing it up. But it has to start with tying in things that you're passionate about, because right. Who wants to work in something and support causes that they're not passionate about?
Right. Exactly. Because then it's just a job and it's not a mission anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's another job that you have, another undertaking that it's like, you know, going to weigh you down. You want it to light you up.
Right. So now, speaking of support, you have an online event coming up starting actually tomorrow, Friday, May 21st. Why don't you tell our audience about that?
Yes. So the Mission to Millions series is about getting connected to your mission, making a massive impact, and stepping into the spotlight to really reach your wider audience. And so a lot of the speakers that we're going to have are going to be talking about their best-selling authors. Like you mentioned, Dr. Anita Sanchez will be one of my guests. Doria Cordova will be one of my guests. Wonderful. People who are Marcy Shymoff. We're going to have incredible best-selling authors that have reached millions of people with their message. Mm-hmm. We also have a psychologist and some other people that are going to help us with imposter syndrome, breaking through some of the fears of sharing our message and of speaking. We've got R.B. Robinson, who's going to be sharing about speaking and the importance of speaking and having why your message matters. And so these are the types of topics that we're going to talk about. And it's an incredibly diverse panel. We've got all different, you know, just a wide range of topics as well, but all about amplifying your mission so that we can reach more people.
Wonderful. And how can people find out more about it?
So the page to go to is missiontomillionsseries.com. So that's missiontomillionsseries.com. And it's completely free. So anybody who signs up will be able to access The event starts live tomorrow, and it's a few hours every day. We're going to have interviews every day and running through the weekend.
Okay, good. Wait, there it is. Yes, I put it into the Facebook Live, and we'll also have it in the show notes. That's www.missiontomillionsseries.com.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Beautiful. And how long is that? Is that like a 1 day event, a 2 day event?
It's a 3 day event for about 3-4 hours every day. So we're going to have speakers speaking live every day, and I'll be teaching and training as well throughout.
Awesome. Awesome. So definitely check that out. Missiontomillionsseries.com. Let me ask you, we only got like a couple of minutes left before the end of the show. You're a dance instructor. Do you still dance a lot?
I do. Yes. So, and one thing I was going to tell you, to making a point about really shining your light and stepping up, one of the things I do to prepare for speaking is dancing. Because it gets me into a higher vibration. So I actually use that as a public speaking tool. And I support people getting them into dancing and moving their body. It doesn't have to be actual dancing. It could be stretching and just moving your body to just get into a higher state. So I incorporate dance into my events, and I incorporate dance from that perspective. I really want to help elevate people's vibration, and I'm passionate about it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And it's a great way of being more in your body, right? You know, we're talking about sitting and being still, but movement is also another way to kind of ground ourselves and to make it physical, right? Because we can have all these great dreams and great ideas, but if we don't bring it into physical reality, then it's always just it's just a fantasy. It's just a daydream.
Yes. And I'm going to share a 30-second tip. I use my abundance flow technique. It's abundance, but I emphasis on the dance, where dancing and movement for about 10 to 15 minutes. It could be shorter if you don't have a lot of time. And getting into that higher state, I do a process called soul journaling, where I ask questions, but it can just be as simple as like, what is my next right move? Questions like that, that are open-ended questions that I believe is connected to source, connected to God, flowing through me. But it starts with getting into that elevated state. Gotcha. And so I've worked it. It's fun for me and a lot of people that I've done workshops with. And so I'm always using that as a tip for others.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Quickly, before we finish off, if people just want to get in touch with you directly, learn more about you, Alexandra, what's your personal website, or how can people just reach out to you and get in touch with you?
I think my email is probably the easiest. It's Alexandra at missionbasedbranding.com. And that website, which I'm in the process of moving over as we speak, but that is missionbasedbranding.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, Alexandra, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell me, just today, these days, what's your biggest challenge around your mission?
It's been the flow piece. Is trusting that everything is in flow. It's just trusting that everything's in flow.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great way to end the episode. Trusting that we're in the flow. Thank you for coming on the show today, Alexandra. I wish you much success. Your event sounds amazing. I highly recommend people check it out. MissionToMillionsSeries.com. And also, I just want to thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in today and for being part of the show. If you enjoyed it, if you got something out of this, please share it with your friends and let other people know about this wonderful information. And also, I just want to remind people that coming up later tonight, we have another premiere. We had Dismantle Racism premiere 11 a.m. today. And then at 6 p.m., we have Planet Pacalolo starting off. And then next week, we have another returning host. This is my second returning host coming back to the network. As most of you know, Kevin Barbaro has come back with a brand new show, Coffee Talk XL. And then next week, Frank Harrison returns with his show, Frank About Health. And so we'll, and that'll be at 5 p.m. on Thursday. So then we'll have 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m. on Thursdays. The schedule is really getting full at the station. So if you know anyone interested in doing their own show, put them in touch with me quick at sam@talkradio.nyc because the good slots are all going to be taken real fast. So thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you all. We will talk to you all next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Profits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.